At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Superintendent called it. Sorry, I'm finishing a peanut butter sandwich. I apologize, but it is what it is. A little bit more. If they don't downsize, they're done. And that's just where we're at. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, Marty, I remember you talking about this about 18 months ago, and you had the best line, and I stolen it from you, the paralysis by analysis.
Right on.
I mean, how many studies do you need to do with this? Everybody with a lick of common sense knows what needs to happen. You know, Andy pointed it out earlier. I was going to touch on some of the numbers. You're down to 17,000 kids, or just under 18,000 kids, and your budget's $731
million. It's insane.
It's absolutely insane. And you know, I know you got a lot of wealthy friends out there, and I have some too. Here's the biggest thing too with the issue: if you cut them a $50 million check tomorrow, what changes?
Nothing.
Like it's not about matter of the money. Like you got to look at these things. Like close the buildings, close the programs, downsize the school district to make it work for the students.
But hold on, because you're right, and you know you're right. But it's the same thing. When I was sitting in the church I grew up in, and they said, we might have to close this church because no one's showing up. People go nuts. It's the same thing, Matt, in these small towns that have 4 volunteer fire departments and they need 1. People go nuts. You know what I'm saying? They just can't let go. So you have to do it for them.
I get it. I get it. I see it. We saw it here with the consolidation in the Catholic Church. Was that about
hell yeah.
7 years or so ago where they brought everything down? Like, I get it, but you also have to realize, as you said, it's not 1950 anymore.
It isn't.
Like, look at the population. Our population's stagnant or declining. It's getting older. Like, you have to adjust with the times.
Or die. It's a great call. No one knows this better than one of the men in this discussion that I admire most. What's up, sir? How are you, Mr. Fogarty? How are you? Fix it or we lose it, right? James, you there?
Here, can you hear me?
Got you now, man. James Fogarty, A+ Schools.
Yeah, Marty, I mean, I think your previous caller is right on, right? I think the hard part, as you said, is for families that feel like they're going to lose something, do they trust that the school that they're going to get is going to replicate the outcomes that they have?
Hey, I had the superintendent on, and I respect three things, his passion, his courage, and the willingness to tell the truth. And here's what he said. I got this school, Marty, that has a capacity for 550 students. We have 135. We have 7 in one class. We have 9 in another. James, my man, that cannot sustain, brother, can it?
We have 25 schools with less than 300 kids in them.
Whoa.
The concentration of poverty in those schools is about 80%.
No.
So if that's half our district. So if you look at the buildings, we have double the capacity for the kids we have. And we've lost about 6,000 kids in the last 10 years.
Oh,
we haven't
wow.
closed a school since 2012.
Wow.
So in the entire time I've worked at A-plus schools, we haven't closed another school.
Wow.
And, you know, the best time to do something, to plant a tree, what, it was 30 years ago, is that the line? But
yeah.
The second best time is now.
Yeah.
We cannot pretend that there's some magical hero, some group of consultants, the people we've got is the team we've got. You know, in talking to my board and folks that I, you know, really care about these issues, the hope is let's pass this plan and make adjustments as we go along that meet the needs of kids and families. And if you pass it now, you have almost a year and a half to be able to make those adjustments, to do the transition right, and to be able to make sure that you're building for the future. I don't see why we can't be the best urban school system in the country. We have one of the best student-teacher ratios of any urban system in the country at 11 to 1. Yeah, we have some of the best paid teachers in the country with a median salary that's near $100,000.
You do.
And we have a per pupil expenditure rate over $30,000 that would be the envy of any urban system in the country. So to your last caller's point, it's not about the money necessarily. We have everything we need to succeed by our kids. It's about how do we align those resources in a way that makes sense. And Dr. Walter's plan says, hey, we're going to start investing in neighborhoods again. We want kids to come from different neighborhoods close to their home to have a good foundation for their beginning in elementary school. Getting rid of magnets where kids are going all over the city and saying we're going to have kids close to home.
Right.
For some, that's going to mean more highly desegregated schools. For others, it's not, because the way our city looks, we're going to invest more in those schools so the kids have what they need. Either way, net, we've got to do something different. I have schools that we work with. Between 10 and 20% of the teachers are calling off on any given day.
No.
Because they're stressed out, because there's lots going on, because they're stretched too thin.
Oh.
But that just puts the burden on more teachers. That if that happens district-wide, that means we need 500 subs on any given day to cover schools. And we don't have that many. We don't have that many in the pipeline. There's probably 20 to 30 in the city that we can call on any given day. So we have a staffing shortage. We've lost about 10,000 people graduating from our schools of education to become teachers in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So there's to the point that you made, right? If we don't, we either change or we die. I think it's very true. Like, we've got to make a change. It's going to be hard. And I think for those who are feeling like they're losing something, we have to listen to what they like about their schools and try and make sure we're replicating that at schools across the city.
Can you hang them?
Yeah, I can hang for a minute.
Yeah, I need him. We got more to get to. I love him because he took the power. James Fogarty, A-plus schools, my man. Wow.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Fix it or lose it, ma'am. Patrick did some, and now again, this is basic math, but it makes a point. And Patrick's my man. And I also have James Fogarty, A-plus schools, someone I've trusted and rely on for at least a decade listening. And Patrick, give us the math and how you divided this by the number of students. Tell us, because this is actually fascinating.
So just basic math. Take that $731 million figure and divide it by the roughly 18,000 students. That's $40,611 per student.
And James, obviously that's not what we spend on a student, but it makes a point about the vast amount of money being spent, and they need to somehow cut to save the good kids in the good schools, do they not?
Yeah, I mean, that Patrick's number also includes 5,000 charter students, so it's about 23,000 that you would divide by there. But yeah, point being, there is a lot of money on a per pupil basis. When you look at our literacy outcomes compared to, say, Mississippi's, we're doing worse by Black kids than Mississippi is on a general level.
Oh, no. Is that true?
That is true. And so when we think about what it takes, it's not just the money and the resources. Those are important and they're necessary to get what we want. But it's also about how we do the work we do and how the community comes together to support our kids, to give them the kinds of opportunities and exposure to different types of supports that can help them really achieve. So that's what, and what I love about what the superintendent's talking about is being thoughtful about how we do that work with teachers, with staff, and with our community. Nothing's gonna be perfect though, right? So I just want people to be like, this is a human endeavor. We got to work on it to make it better. But
hey, James, I was floored when I found this. Advanced math courses are absent in many Pittsburgh public schools because of staffing and low student enrollment. In fact, courses like Algebra 1, Algebra 2, Geometry, Pre-Calc, and Calculus and Statistics, not available. And only less than 60% of PPS schools serving 6 to 8 offer Algebra 1. So I move into the district, and I send my kid to one of these schools, and they can't take these damn math classes. That's embarrassing and shameful, is it not, sir?
Yeah, we got 10 schools that were not able to offer Algebra 1 for 8th graders because the number of kids in those buildings are too small. Right? And the logistics of trying to get a kid to do that either online or get them on a bus to go to another school don't make any sense. And that's why a bigger middle school footprint with more kids under the roof makes a lot of sense.
So hold on, Matt. Hold on. I don't want to interrupt you, but what the hell do they do with that kid that wants to take algebra? What happens?
Right now, their options are, they have two options. If there's a high school nearby and they can get up there to take algebra, they'll let them do that. The online option is available, but it's not like, it's not always taken, nor is it easy enough to schedule.
Oh my goodness.
With what folks have. So we estimated a little over 300 kids who would be able to take algebra, but for being in those schools, are not able to, based
that's
on
just ridiculous.
23% of 8th graders taking algebra.
That's right? Ridiculous.
So that's the structural problem, though, that we're facing. It's about opportunity not being there for kids. We see, and we also have the same thing in high school, right? AP access is not the same. If you go to Carrick, there's 10 AP courses offered there. At Alderdice, it's 30.
Whoa!
Right? And they do that because the size of the school is just different. And so I think that's the... that's the challenge, right? I have one teacher that I work with who says, you know, with 6,000 kids in our high schools, we could really just be, we could have three high schools in the city of Pittsburgh and then have sort of the average size high school in America. Wow.
What about the parents who make the superintendent the bad guy, like he's Darth Vader, and all he's doing is telling the truth? How do you manage that, man?
I mean, I think there's just a lot of trust that was broken in the last sets and the sets of school closures that have happened over the last 25 years. There was a lot of promises made that were never kept. You look at the University Prep School that was supposed to be partnering with Pitt,
I remember,
and delivering a college prep education to kids in the Hill.
Yeah.
That never happened.
Never happened.
And, you know, I think what we're hopeful for is that this time has to be different. We have a mayor who is very committed, both he and his wife are very committed to making sure that this is a city that's friendly to families. We have state reps and Congress people who are also very committed that families can live here, whether it's through housing or transportation. So I'm hopeful that this is a new era, a new day, and that there is going to be more people involved in making sure that this plan gets implemented in a way so that the promises that are being made, right? Algebra for every eighth grader, AC in every building, making sure that kids have access to world languages in elementary school, that those get kept, right?
Hey, my man.
And so
it's a very unattractive school district for a successful family moving into the city. Isn't that fair?
That's what we got to change, right?
Yeah, but I'm right. I'm right. Everyone I know that has a nickel says, screw it. I'm not sending them there.
I mean, look, I'm in it. This is the part where I'm like, do I take this personally? Like, my kids are in this school.
You don't
system,
have a choice.
And I, you know, and we're being served pretty well. And so I think, but that's the problem. It's few and far. It's not everywhere.
No,
it's
no,
not
you're
consistent.
Right.
What we've seen is if you invest in neighborhood schools, we've been doing this for the last few years. We're seeing enrollments increase. We're seeing fights go down. We're seeing increase in academic outcomes.
But hold on,
small.
My man, you're saying we're getting beat by Mississippi in reading. Damn.
Yes, sir. But they've taken a 20-year approach to it. They've been running a marathon where they've gotten their entire state aligned around what it takes to get kids to read. Steubenville, Ohio, just up the road, 99% of their third graders are reading at grade level.
Whoa.
99%.
Whoa. And where are we at? Are we at 50? Where are we at?
We're at 45.
No.
44% of our kids were reading at grade level. All across all demographics last year, 28% of black students were reading at grade level by third grade last year. So we know, and Dr. Walters is honest about this.
Oh, I love him.
We know that we have significant challenges in how kids are learning. And so I think for us, it's how do we build the systems to make life easier for teachers to teach.
Hold on, man. How the hell is Steubenville kicking ass? How?
I mean, I'll give you four reasons why.
Yeah.
Universal pre-K, community schools where kids have access to resources at school if they need them. And a science of reading aligned instruction that starts when kids are in pre-kindergarten. They don't teach kids letter names. They teach them sounds first. They have a whole system of instruction so that the 200 kids that are in third grade in Steubenville, almost all of them are proficient. I mean, like 99%.
Those are private school numbers. Those are private school numbers.
And it's all because they're aligned with the same strategy, and everyone from the pre-K teacher to up through kindergarten, first, second, third are doing the same thing, and a community that's supporting them to meet the needs of kids.
It's shameful that, would you say 28% of black students are proficient?
Yeah, that's a challenge
that's criminal, man.
In how we've configured our neighborhood schools, we can do way better. And I know that we have the resources and talent in our schools to do that.
And so getting rid of the superintendent ain't going to help it, brother. They could bring in friggin' Oz. It won't matter.
It's on us.
This is
the team. This is what we got to do. We got to make this, you know, Tomlin used to say the standard is the standard. We have to make that standard.
Wow. My man, you're the best. Truth to power, brother. Wow. Very good stuff, my man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Marty. Appreciate the time. Thanks, Pete.
28% of the kids that are black in the Pittsburgh public schools were proficient in reading. That's a disgrace. That's a damn disgrace.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Krause is my man, Kevin Krause. If I could tell you, and I can't because take too much time, how many people I know that he helps, it's insane. And his phone blows up all day long, and it's a difficult job, and he loves doing it. He's done a hell of a job, and we've been friends for more than 20 years. And he's doing something really cool today, and I'm bothering him in the middle of while he's trying to do it. So we'll grab him for a minute. Sheriff Krause, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, Marty. How are you today?
Fabulous, man. Tell our folks what you're doing right now.
So today, in honor of this weekend and Memorial Day, we're out on the streets and the sidewalks handing out American flags to pedestrians and motorists that are downtown around the court facilities today.
I love it, man. And why is this important to you, Kev? Because you do this every year, Sheriff.
Yeah, people, I mean, just about every single person takes at least a flag or two or more, and they seem very appreciative to get a flag for the holiday and, you know, to honor the men and women that of the armed forces that were, you know, killed during service. And it's just nice. We get a lot of positive feedback, and it's especially unique this year because we're celebrating the 250th anniversary of our country.
Oh, it's so amazing. It's a wonderful gesture. It means a lot to a lot of people.
People are excited to get it does. It's simple, but, I mean, people, you know, they like to take a flag with them.
I absolutely love it, sir. And is Manko there with you? Is he playing video games on his cell phone back at his desk?
No, he's out here harassing people in traffic.
Okay, well, make sure Manko shoots a video of the sheriff passing out flags so that I can post it on social media. Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, that's fine.
You're a hell of a man. I could spend the next hour talking about how many people I know that you help that no one knows about. You're a hell of a man, sir. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thanks, Marty.
Make sure he sends that video, sir.
You got it.
Poor Manko. And Patrick knows this. I've been messing with Manko for like since I... probably 25 years. I love Manko, his media guy. I love Manko. And sometimes my way of showing love, as Patrick can attest to, and my man to my left here this morning, Trevin, can attest to, sometimes the way I love you is to make fun of you. Isn't that true, Trevin? It's a wonderful little club we have here, isn't it? I can't hear him. We can't hear you, sir. Sometimes I make fun of him because he can't hook up his headset. We still can't hear you.
Got to push the right buttons,
there he
Marty.
Is.
Got to push the right buttons.
Hey,
yes,
hey.
I get it.
Hey, my man, when I mess with you, What do you say? You're not taking away my joy.
You're not stealing my joy, man. You will not steal my joy. I will not allow anything to steal my joy.
My man, Trevin, every morning, the two brainiacs here, I come back and they got some kind of, it's like the male version of The View. And they got some silly, no, very important conversation going about, what is it, Trevin? Social issues, food, kids.
Everything important.
Yeah, yeah.
We connect and we talk about what you talk about before the show, in most part, whatever's going on the station, actually, all topics, nothing barred.
Hey, so I need your opinion. You weren't here when I brought this up, but he's here when all this goes down. And PJ came to me this morning, who's our program director and our boss, and we love him. And he says, that video you posted of the oral sex in the woman downtown, was it offensive? Yeah, it was. Patrick, you said the same thing, right?
Yeah, it's offensive. And if you're not offended by it, I think that's awful. You should be offended by it and want to do something about it.
We had this discussion, Trevin. Yeah, it's offensive, but we do it for a reason. It makes a point and it creates action. Immediately, the mayor got involved. Immediately, city council got involved.
Yes, sir. My opinion is it was offensive, and education is power, man. You have to be able to see what's going on. In order to understand anything that somebody's presenting to you, you have to be able to see it. You have to be able to digest it.
I agree.
And then that way you can comment on it. But calling up here being mad and just commenting to comment, that makes no sense. At least know what you're talking about when you call to comment or when you want to express your anger or frustration to someone. Educate yourself first. And then when you're saying it to someone, they can understand what you're saying, digest it, and then the two of you together, or everybody together, can come up with a solution.
This is for both of you. The video went viral, as they say, 600,000-700,000 on X and about as many on Facebook. Fine. A woman who listens every day, who I love, from Lebo, says that woman that was performing that sex act is someone's daughter. I said, it is. And if that was my daughter, my ass would be downtown getting her off the streets. You know what I'm saying, Trevin?
Most definitely.
I mean, honestly, Patrick, let's go.
I'm right there with you.
Ma'am, you want us to help her? I'm in, man. I'm in.
Well, and frankly, we've had other people who've seen their children in videos that we've posted, and they don't know where the hell they are. So they're like, where was that? And we have connected a couple of them.
Well,
we've actually found their kids.
I'm texting right now with William. He found his son in one of our videos. He's clean for the first time in 8 years. Because we got him off the streets. Yeah, it's offensive. Yeah, it's vulgar. Yeah. That's why we did it. Hey, Ron, go ahead. Thanks for your patience, brother.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you talking about education. And I'm a retired teacher, and the solution is very, very simple. In your private schools, you have discipline.
True.
That are bad, go out. If you and I go to a movie theater and there's 100 people and 3 people are undisciplined, not one person sees the movie. In a class of 20, if you have 2 people disrupt them, not one kid learns a daggone thing.
That's true.
The solution is the students and the parents and the students that don't want to learn, put them in a different building and let the other kids learn. Eventually, those parents are going to say, you know what, my kids aren't learning. Yeah, because you don't want to learn, and nor do they. In the schools, whatever it happens to be, whether it be public or private, you have to have discipline for any education to go on. The solution is simple and inexpensive. It doesn't have, we don't have to create anything.
Hey,
and believe me, it works.
I don't know if you heard, she and the superintendent said the same thing. So in one school, they have one math teacher. So Ron, you know this being a teacher. So let's say you have 20 kids in the class. Let's say one of them's gifted. Let's say the rest of them are B and C students. Let's say 5 of them don't know math at all. You have to teach that whole class. So the smart kids get screwed. It's awful.
Exactly.
It's awful, Ron.
They get screwed. And then all of us in our country and society get screwed.
Right on.
Because you're wasting that talent.
Hey, my man, did you hear what my guy said? Black students,
I didn't.
Proficiency in reading. Black students in Pittsburgh public schools, 28%.
That's because they don't have discipline in the classroom and no one learns.
My man, 28% of those kids read at grade level. The rest don't. Ron, we can't allow that.
That's unacceptable, that's and criminal. The solution is very simple.
Wow. You know what the proficiency is in Mount Lebanon? 89.
Probably
9. 89.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. And because you have parents that give a damn, and they permit the teachers and principals to discipline the students. In the city schools, that's not even permitted. So what I'm saying, a different building and be inexpensive, and you don't want to learn, you go there.
You know, the thing about, you said about private schools having grown up in them, the thing that they have an advantage, if this kid is a chronic moron, they'll kick him out. You can't do that.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. Put them in a different building.
And you end up with, hold on, which is brings us to Brashear, where 8 students beat the crap out of a security guard this week. It's bad, Rom. It's bad. These are bad
kids.
It is
bad, and again, it goes to accountability. We can't reward them. We have to incarcerate them if we have to, because they believe me, punishment is the best motivator. If you and I are driving down a highway and we go 90 miles an hour, nobody cares. But if a cop's going to pull us over and give us a ticket, take our license, or put us in jail, all of a sudden we're going to obey the limit.
Hey, my man, knowing that these kids that we see in fights downtown that are all from Pittsburgh Public Schools, knowing that 28% of them are at grade level reading, no wonder they're fighting. Honestly, why would you go to school if you can't learn? You can't learn at 28%.
Right. They're not afforded the ability to learn, because a teacher, no matter how educated and how many computers they have, if they can't hear and be able to listen to what's going on, none of them, zero, can learn.
It's a great conversation. I respect and admire your opinion. You're spot on. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It's a horrible, horrible problem. Horrible problem. It's disheartening as we talk about education, because so Patrick is just going downtown yesterday because he cares, and he was shooting us some video. Well, tell us why you were going downtown yesterday. Why am I talking?
Yeah, we were out early because of the Pirates game yesterday, so I went around. I went to Market Square first, and then I went over to Arts Landing. I wanted to get some fresh video of the park and, you know, what's going on down there and what it looks like.
And just by chance, you saw what? And so we posted it.
I'm getting beauty shots, we like to call them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I see, you know, a bunch of girls fighting. A fight breaks out.
Girls from?
They're either from Kappa, literally across the street from the park, or they're from the charter school down the street, which is about a block over.
And so I post it. This is a true story. This guy sends me a note. He owns a privately owned fitness studio downtown right there. He said it's all day, every day. He said overdoses, drugs, criminal activity, all day long. Mm. This is what he sees downtown outside the window at his business. And this goes to our point that these were Pittsburgh Public School kids. But these are young girls. What do you think? They look like what, 12?
No, they're probably high school kids.
Okay. Beating on each other.
beating the hell out of each other, pulling hair.
They really are. Wailing. Showing it right now. This is Arch Landing.
Yep. About 3:15.
Which scared us about Arch Landing because it's a massive investment. What was it, $30 million? And if this happens, we'll lose it. We'll lose it.
If this continues every day, you know, I talked to a security guard who was there.
Did you?
Yeah. And he said since the draft, since all the focus has gone over there, it started ticking up.
Oh.
They're starting to see more of this.
Well, they better check it because it'll be a wasteland if they know. But security guards did show up, didn't they?
Within seconds.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. The second you heard kids scream out, they were over there. And there were a couple of them.
It's amazing. It's disheartening, too. Hey, Vance, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Marty, thanks for taking my call. We've spoken before, and this is an honest question. For someone to make this statement, I have a black friend that's a pastor. One of the things he said in the past was we have to take care of our own,
yeah.
Meaning the black community needs to take care of their own.
Yeah.
My question is, what's the percentage of black educators in the Pittsburgh school district?
It's more than 50. And hold on. And most of them, this is a fact, most of them don't send their kids to Pittsburgh Public Schools. They send them outside the district. Seriously.
Okay, and I grew up overseas in military on post with kids of all colors. We were just all Americans. I didn't know about racism until after I got out of high school in Oklahoma. But my idea with these kids that are running rampant since, and it may sound extreme, but take them from their parents and put them on a work farm. Take the government payments the parents get and give it to the kids, not to use, but as part of their education. Work them in the fields till they get their education. Make them work out of the field to the education. Get their degree, then go into something like electricians, framing, roofing, machine work, welding, learn a trade, be a nurse, be something, but let them know that they have some worth, that they don't have to be doing what they're going through. Because,
by the way, I love your call. You had a horrible, horrible connection. It sounded like you were coming from Mars. Ostensibly, what you're saying has been discussed for generations. What you're saying is, because their parents can't raise them, we should, right? That we should spend billions of dollars trying to fix this. Those farms you discuss are gone. There's nowhere to send them anymore. Heck, Schumann only has 12 beds. There's nothing for them. It's sickening. And 75 to 80% of the kids born in Pittsburgh, in the Pittsburgh public schools, come from single parent households. Seriously.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped the video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare and retirement, and getting paid while you learn? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mouniongcareers.com and start building your future today.